Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Good to go now. Appreciate everybody tuning in this morning. Election 2014 is upon us. One of the more important races out there is for Lieutenant Governor. And joining me right now to talk about his campaign is Commissioner Todd Staples, a Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Commissioner Staples, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Chad. It's great to be on your program. I kind of think it is the most important race that Texans have to decide on this election cycle, but maybe I'm a little biased on that.
Well, hey, you know what? It's absolutely right up there because the lieutenant governor's position, very important in this state.
Well, it is. The lieutenant governor has a responsibility, and I think this is the real issue in the race, Chad. It's about leadership and it's about results. The office of lieutenant governor is not a stage to prance around on. It's not a golden microphone. The office of the lieutenant governor is a working pit. It's someone that can roll up their sleeves, ensure that state government is focused on the fundamentals. That's why I signed a contract with Texans this week and outlined 10 steps to a strong Texas, because I kind of view this as a job description. When you hire someone, you want to know exactly what they're going to do. And I think Texas taxpayers deserve to know what I stand for so they can judge me and hold me accountable if I really delivered on what I talked about during the campaign as lieutenant governor, because Texans believe in accountability, and that's what we need for a strong Texas.
Well, take us a little bit through these different issues, these different steps in your contract that you brought up this week.
Well, Chad, it starts with securing the border. And the reason why is because Washington has failed to act. They have utterly abandoned us when it comes to being responsive to what Texans are telling them. We know that our Border Patrol agents, our DPS, and our local law enforcement are doing a phenomenal job. But we have a situation where landowners are literally chased off their property. Illegal immigration continues to spike. We know that in South Texas alone, they have surpassed the entire state of Arizona for the number of illegal apprehensions. And so Texas needs to be a leader. I've done that as Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm going to do things like Operation Drawbridge. Secondly, we know that state government needs to cut taxes. We need to grow jobs, and we need to limit the size and scope of government. Chad, as I travel around Texas, people are concerned with what they see in Washington. They know the bunch up there probably couldn't agree that January 1st is New Year's Day. Texans expect our government to be limited. They want us to grow the private sector and let that solve the needs of our state. And their concern is, we know that we're going to have growth, that you have people that have a record of cutting waste and bringing efficiencies. And that's what I've done as agriculture commissioner, and that's what I'll do as lieutenant governor. They know they want to lower debt and increase transparency, and Texans are very fierce when it comes to defending our Second Amendment rights and defending our state rights. These are the types of things that headline these 10 steps for a strong Texas, and this is what I'll do as lieutenant governor.
And people can find out more information on this on your website. I know toddstaples.com. Let's go back a little bit to the immigration issue, because I think there were many people who were surprised, if not disappointed, that immigration did not seem to be a big deal in this last legislative session. Were you disappointed in that?
Absolutely, and because I know that Texas needs to be the leader. We have our second highest amount of undocumented immigrants, two-thirds of our entire southern border, and we know Washington just can't come to grips on things. That's why I developed a six-point plan to reform our failed immigration system that does not include amnesty and starts with border security. And what I mean by that, Chad, is that we know the Washington way, they seem to want to confer citizenship as a consolation prize for entering our country illegally. Texans believe in accountability. We believe in the rule of law. And we know that that sends the wrong message if we say we're going to solve this problem by giving the very status that is so coveted by Americans. Now, we welcome people to join our country legally, but we cannot do it as a reward for entering our country illegally. And that's why Washington gets it wrong. And Chad, there are state organizations, national organizations of state officials like American Legislative Exchange Council, that they go and they meet as state representatives and state senators. A lot of times they talk about model legislation that they want to input into the states. As Lieutenant Governor, I'm going to be challenging our delegation when they meet with leaders across the nation is to agree upon a set of principles upon which we can secure our border and we can stop this shadow economy that is cheating U.S. taxpayers and that is unfair to those that are trapped in that situation. And this is not an issue that I jumped on because I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. Texas landowners reached out to me over 3 years ago, and that's why I got involved. And I must say the current Lieutenant Governor, David Dewhurst, had a press release 2 weeks after he filed for office talking about putting $60 million into border security. Border insecurity is not a new phenomenon. We just had a legislative session. If he was serious about securing the border, he would have been championing that during the session. But it's election time. He hasn't done what he needs to do, and now he's trying to play catch-up, and voters are smarter than that.
Visiting with Commissioner Todd Staples, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Earlier you had mentioned that Lieutenant Governor position, not a spot where you just need to be prancing around and have the microphone, and it's not a showy position. You don't use it as a showy position. Do you believe that's what the current Lieutenant Governor has done?
Well, I think that leadership is defined by action. And I know that the race that he had with Ted Cruz, he just didn't demonstrate that he is the leader to move us forward. He's a nice guy. But the reality is, we know this summer, David Dewhurst created a national celebrity out of the most liberal state senator we have in Wendy Davis, who's now running for governor. Now, I'm going to make sure that she doesn't win along with conservatives in Texas, but what he has done has energized a very liberal base. Battleground Texas is here, the Obama political machine, and their goal is to raise our taxes to create a regulatory environment that drives away jobs. And David Dewhurst, because of the way that he so miserably handled that this summer, he created a situation that all Texans are going to suffer for and that Republicans are going to suffer for.
If you do become the next lieutenant governor, and well, let's go ahead and assume Greg Abbott becomes the next governor, what do you anticipate that relationship being like?
You know, I've worked with Greg Abbott already as ag commissioner and as attorney general. I have sued the Obama administration over job-killing EPA mandates, and Greg Abbott has led the charge in that as our state's lawyer. I have found where people have been trying to cheat consumers at the pump, and I took this to Greg Abbott, and he pursued that from the legal perspective to protect consumers in Texas. I think Greg Abbott has been a thoughtful attorney general and shares my vision that government should be limited and that we need an environment in Texas that, you know, if you don't like the job you have, we've got a private sector economy that's growing more jobs and you can go get that job. And so I think we'll have a good open relationship. We're both independent minded people. If we come to areas where we disagree, we'll probably disagree strongly, but we'll do it in a way that we know we have to keep taxes low. We have to keep regulations fair. And we have to keep our courts honest. And that's what I've done as a member of the House and as a member of the Senate, where I was ranked among the top conservatives in both chambers, ranked the most conservative one session in the Senate. So we have a record of working together, and I look forward to doing that as governor and lieutenant governor.
Something that has been brought up recently in the governor's race, but, of course, it'll trickle down, and I know it's part of your 10-point plan, or at least the issue is brought up in the contract, is education. And right now you have Greg Abbott going around. He's talking about different ways to improve education in Texas. He said recently that he wants Texas to be the number one state when it comes to education. Right now, there are some who would say state's pretty low when it comes to education. What do you do to improve education in Texas? Does that mean throwing more money per student at education, or are there other areas to look at?
Well, if spending alone were the way to measure success in public education, Washington, D.C. schools would be turning out an Einstein every day because they spend the most in the country and they have miserable results. We have to make certain that we end unpatriotic and really intolerable situations like we had with C-Scope, where unpatriotic lesson plans were presented to the children, and parents had that information hidden from them. I think we need to attract and retain high-quality teachers, and we need to direct our dollars to the classroom, reward those teachers for their service. I'm a product of public schools. I appreciate the interest that my teachers took in me. We need to also make certain that local control is not abandoned. The last thing we need are 181 politicians trying to write lesson plans. You do this by ensure that we improve low-performing schools. And I'll tell you, the real key is this. We spend billions of dollars a year on public education, and we have 5 million school kids. The reason we do that is so that we will have an educated and a skilled workforce. We want to make certain that every child in Texas is going to go on and pursue their four-year degree through Texas Tech or West Texas A&M or one other of our great institutions in the state, or they're prepared to enter the workforce, and they have a certification of accomplishment. And success needs to be our standard. We need to focus on content mastery. We need to eliminate a teach-to-the-test culture that is caused by standardized testing. And we need to look and improve the affordability of higher education, Chad. I had 40 hours at a community college, Trinity Valley Community College, and I know for many students in Texas that is an affordable option, and it keeps you engaged in improving your education skills, and that's going to be my focus as Lieutenant Governor.
Commissioner Todd Staples, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. People can visit your website, toddstaples.com. I appreciate your time today, and it's good to hear that you will not be doing any prancing, by the way. I appreciate that.
We have show horses and work horses, and I'm a work horse, and that's the way I'll do my business as Lieutenant Governor. Good to be with you. toddstaples.com has all the points on the contract with Texans.